The next morning, Anna and I set out for Zuburi. In pouring rain, we trudged through mud covered in waterproofed ponchos, looking like hunched-over witches with humpbacks. My poncho was yellow, Anna's was red, and a collie dog, his long hair dripping with sparkling rainbow drops, stopped and stared as though he had never seen apparitions of this sort before. I loved the feeling of a portable waterproof house over me. I was a pilgrim, going slow but getting there, a traveling turtle, so to speak. We walked through fields of silent cows and herds of sheep and pigs and horses, and all stood there as though in a water-soaked trance, not moving, not acknowledging us, somehow in a paradise of safety, knowing that all natural predators were in their own God-given moisturizing trance during the rain. I could feel the walking stretching my spine while the backpack gently massaged my kidneys. I wasn't even aware of my blister. Then I saw a stick. It was crooked, and like a crescent moon, it turned inward. I picked it up. It was good to lean on it, and even though it resembled a crone's discarded stock, I asked it if it wanted to walk with me. "Yes," it said. I peeled away some of the hanging bark and made friends with it. I decided to take it home with me if we made it to the end together. The pain in my legs eased when I leaned on my new friend. Was suffering necessary for enlightenment? No, I thought. That's the old way of looking at life. Religious insistence on suffering was not supposed to be part of the New Age, not Christian, Muslim, or Hindu suffering. I did not want to lose my sense of childlike optimism. I did, however, need to know what made me like I was. I looked around as I walked. The forest was dotted with shimmering yellow marigolds. The sight of them reminded me that I hadn't seen a yellow arrow for hours. I had been lost in my thoughts. I looked around for Anna. She wasn't there. The rain obscured the view behind me. Oh, God, I thought, I'm lost. I'm lost. I found myself on the edge of a muddy precipice. I remembered hearing that many pilgrims were injured on the Camino and often were forced to remain in refugios for weeks until they healed. I took a step. The mud was as slick as ice. Then I realized something was...